line from Reuben Shulam in Yeshiva's Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan. Why are you? So it's Parsha, we know it's Parshas Tzavim Vayelech. We have both. Bar Mitzvah Parsha. True fact. A couple of years ago. And short. It's a short Parsha. Both together only 70 psukim. But they're packed as usual. A lot of very, very important ideas. I want to share with you one idea from the Parsha that I think is very, very chashuv as we approach also Yom Noran. As Rosh Hashanah and Kippur around the corner, I want to share with you one idea. Almost every year around this time comes these parashios. There's a very famous set of psukim towards the end of Nitzavim that reads as follows: Ki ha-mitzvah azos asher anochi mitzavcha yom, this mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, lo niflesi mimcha, it's not distant from you, v'lo rechokahi, it's not far away, lo b'shamayimi, it's not in the heavens, le'mor, as if to say, who's going to go get it from the heavens and bring it down to us? Lo me'ev la'yami, it's not on the other side of the ocean. And the pasuk ends off, it says, ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od, it's very, very close to you. Beficha u'levavcha la'asosa, it's in your mouth and in your heart to do it. What is this mitzvah? Most of us know this machlokas rishonim, what this mitzvah is. Rashi learns that it refers to Torah. That's what Rashi learns. The Ramban and others learn that the mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah, which the pasuk is describing, refers to the mitzvah of? The mitzvah of? Tshuva. Very good. Fine. Tshuva. The pasuk is telling you that the mitzvah of tshuva, which is hopefully on our minds already, is very, very close to us. The obvious question is, if I were to ask you which mitzvah seems close and which seems far, you God would tell me, tzitzis, that's close. Pretty easy. A couple of shek. Over in America now, a couple of dollars. You go to the store, buy tzitzis, tzitzit. Easy shmeezy. What's an easy mitzvah? I don't know. You can tell me a lot. Shatnez, that's an easy one. You go to the store, you buy a suit, you bring it to the shatnez guy, he checks it for you for $10. And then you have tshuva, is an easy mitzvah. It's karol, it's close to you. What does it even mean? What does it mean that tshuva is close to you? I would understand that. On the plane last night, I saw a beautiful idea that I want to share with you. It's a beautiful Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos, the Talmid. Who learned Talmud here? Raise your hand. Who's the Talmud guy? Don't be shy. Want to make a scene one time or something? Talmud was the shortest Masechet. Who knows Talmud? Okay, no one knows Talmud. No one wants to visit. There's a Mishnah in Talmud, the first parak. It says that every morning the Mamuneh, the one that was responsible, used to come and knock on the door to kind of inspire and wake up the young Kohanim that were working in the Beis HaMikdash to do their job well in the Beis HaMikdash. He uses the phrase, Bavit Dofek Alein. What does Dofek mean? Knock. They would knock. What does it mean to knock? So knocking could have two kinds of connotations. If the police are coming to make a drug bust, God forbid. Or in Israel, I was on a plane actually with Alex, on a plane last night, Alex Hurt. He just got out of the army yesterday, and he flew back to America last night on the same flight as me. He told me the last night he was in the army, he went on a bust to a village near Shechem to try to, like, search for weapons. I imagine they don't knock on the door, like, timidly, like, you know, knock, 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 anybody home? They probably bang. Like you've probably seen in movies, Chas V'Shalom, one time that. Open up, it's the police! You know, like, I don't even know, that creates a very, very tense feeling of like, oh gosh, I'm in serious trouble. There's another knock, which is like a soft, gentle knock. A sweet knock. Which knock are we referring to? Says the Rambam, Perush HaMishnayos, when it says that the Mumuna, the one that was in charge, would come and knock on the door for the Kohanim, it says he would knock. Benachas. What's benachas mean? Softly, calmly. We wouldn't bang them, startle them, scare them. We just knock softly, calmly. The Zohar Shnei brings in Baruch Nafshi that from here we see, like the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, as it says, Kol Dodi Dofek. Psh, what a bomb. What does that mean? Kol Dodi Dofek. Kol Levi Yofeik is a pasuk found in Shir Hashir. And what does it mean? It means call the voice, Dodi, of my beloved, of Hashem, Dofeik, is knocking. How's it knocking? Is it a knock that's supposed to make us anxious and nervous and worried? Oh my gosh, what's going to be? Oh my din. No, it's not supposed to do that. The Rambam says, call Dodi Dofeik benachas. Hashem is not asking us to be something we can't be. Hashem is not asking us to do something we can't do. Hashem is asking us to do what each of us can do to become a Baal Tshuva. I'll put it into our own words. There are some, in this room right now and here, there's different chevra, in different parts of this institution that are coming from different places, different worlds, different family backgrounds, different experiences. No two people in this room, present company included, are expected to do the same tshuva. Everyone's supposed to do the tshuva that's exactly right for him. And that tshuva, a gentle knock, Hashem comes and says, you can do that tshuva. You see, if tshuva would mean become a shechter, that would make a lot of lachas for all of us. So who could be a shechter? There's only one. And if tshuva would become a Twersky, you're like, okay, I'm out. Not for me. Maybe somebody else could do that. Probably not, but maybe someone else could do that. I don't think so. That's not our job. That's not our goal. That's not our mission. If it was that, it would be like the knock, like bang, 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 bang. Lachatz. That's not our job. Our job is to do what we can do. And everybody in this room can do their part to do the mitzvah of tshuva. And it's not supposed to make us nervous and tense and worried necessarily. It's supposed to just not gently remind us of our duties. And what is that? What's our job? Chafetz Chaim was once asked by a great Jew. Chafetz Chaim was going around, someone was going around to give a message to other Jews on behalf of the Chafetz Chaim. He went to the Chafetz Chaim and said, I'm going to speak to Jews in a lot of places. What message should I tell them? I don't think it was before Rosh Hashanah even. Pretty good question. Ask the God of Ador. You want to speak out? Tell me what you're speaking about. I don't know. Maybe if you'd ask nowadays, you know, what's the biggest Yitzhar, maybe people would say, fantasy football, maybe. Maybe you'd say that. That's how it was. Ready to start in the Shiva last week, opening night. Sunday, Monday, Monday night football. Oh, very good. Maybe that's a big type of our generation. Said the Chafetz Chaim, here's the message you should tell them. Now again, this is the Chafetz Chaim telling the message that should be told. What did he say? He said, tell everyone that tshuva is easy. Tshuva is easy. What's tshuva? A few things, three components. Number one, vidui. What's vidui? Saying, I'm sorry, Hashem nebagadnu. Two, charata. What's charata? Regret, remorse. I feel bad at what I did. Number three, I accept something small upon myself in the future. Kabbalah Allah said. As I was driving to yeshiva this morning, I must have seen this somewhere. I for sure did. But it's a good word to see the Shabbos over the Shabbos. That pasuk we began with in the parasha. Ki karo ve'lecha adavar me'od. Tshuva is very close to you. It says, beficha uvelvavcha la'asosa. What's ficha? Your mouth? Vidui. That's what you do with your mouth. What's the levavcha in your heart? Charata, the remorse that you feel. What's la'asoso? To do something. The Kabbalah la'asid. So the pasuk tells you, it's easy. It's shmickles. You know what shmickles means? Okay, ask my children. When I was growing up, we say easy shmeezy. Kids say shmickles. They've taken it. I don't know why. I can't explain to you. I'm sorry, Matthew. I don't know why. But it's not so hard. And it shouldn't be overwhelming. And it shouldn't be a thought like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I can't. And it's too much for me. I know that everyone in this room is laden with a very busy schedule. Tests and papers and responsibilities and things going on. And then on top of it, on Wednesday night, it's Rosh Hashanah. So what are we expected to do? The answer is Don't look to your neighbor, because his job is not your job. Don't look to your rabbanim for this, because their job is not your job. Look to yourself. Look into yourself. And find something manageable that you can work on. A small thing. Not a big thing. Big things don't work, they don't last. A small thing. A small thing that can make a big difference in your life. Maybe it's a certain bracha that we're a little lax in saying before we eat or after we eat. Maybe it's a certain word that maybe, even if it's not a curse word that we're saying, maybe it's a word that we should maybe not say. One of my children recently was using a certain word that bothered me. He's six. There was a certain word that was bothering me. It wasn't chas v'shalom a curse word, God forbid. It was a word that made me uncomfortable. Maybe he was too young for me to teach this to him, but I said to him, Tano, I have a fear of you. Please don't use that word anymore. Definitely not around me. I don't want to hear that word. He looked at me straight in the eye and said, Abba, okay, I'll try. It's a small little thing for a six-year-old, okay? I'm not saying everybody on their level. Everybody where we're at. And then we come into Rosh Hashanah not feeling like they were done, but at least ready. You know, sports muscle, it's not my mom's expertise, but if you come into a game cold, whatever game, come into a season, come into a basketball game, you haven't shot a basketball in a month, it's not the best way to come in. That's why you have spring training to get you into the mode. Right? Isaac, what do you hold? You with me? Push it. You have spring training. Oh, here's a sports guy a little bit. You practice. You don't walk into a game, even to a regular season game, without warming up, getting ready, because that would just be silly. You wouldn't perform well. So we're in the crunch time now. El is almost done. Today's the 23rd day of El, I think. We're almost there. Rosh Hashanah is less than a week away. A week from today is Rosh Hashanah. So it's the final countdown. Time to practice. Time to get into the mode. Don't wait till Rosh Hashanah to like, oh, wow, it's here. Oh, don't wait. 1 week we have left, and you can do it. And we could all do it. If we realize that it's something which is made for us, something which is for us in our own way, not for the next person. We hear a knock, a soft knock, a loving knock. Every morning I walk into my son Ellie's room. Ellie, by the way, my son Ellie is in high school now, Yeshiva Ketana, pretty crazy. He's growing hair on his face a little bit. Teenage kid, 14 years old. So he starts every morning, he leaves the house 7:10 in the morning, and he comes home at 9:25 at night. Every night, except for Friday, he comes home at 1 o'clock or something like that. It's pretty crazy. It's a long day for a 14-year-old, even for a 14-plus 7-year-old, myself. A long day. But every morning, I wake him up in the morning. I come into his room, I gently knock, and I give him a little stroke on the cheek. Sometimes he's wiping off his face, well, whatever. I gently walk in and say, Eli, my tzaddik, it's time to get up, but never gives me a hard time. Thank God, he's a very, very special kid. He gets up very, very quickly in the morning. Lahavdil, just that's the knock that we should feel. That's the gentle knock. The kodal yidol fake, soft knock. I love you knock. The knock to come home. I want to chadesh amin, if you can. I want to restore our relationship. I close with this because it's time for you guys to get your lunch and this and that. But I'll close with this. This time of year, some people dread. They dread different parts of this time of year. They're like hoping the sukkah is going to come ready. Like when is Aseres Bnei Teshuvah going to pass already? So we can just like be past it and like sit in the sukkah and eat good food and a good yummy, But other people that are in the know, they understand that like we began before we began, they're sitting on a gold mine. And what they could accomplish in these days, in this time before Rosh Hashanah, and in times of Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Bnei Teshuvah. Of course they're difficulties, it's true. But what's to be gained, the opportunities are unbelievable. It could shape the whole year for us. It could impact our entire Zman, the potency, the energy that they can bring with us, with them, is amazing, is very, very real, and is very, very special. So I end with a bracha and a tefillah that we should all be zoche to do tshuva on our own level, in our own way. We should be zoche to take advantage of the opportunities that we have in front of us. We should be zoche to the ultimate. The ultimate is, like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, like Sas Shram quotes, beginning of Ani Kirvas Elokim Litov. And what's really good for me, as we all know, is feeling closeness to Hashem. We should be zoche to feel that, to experience that. That's the Shem to have a Tzivah Chasim Tova, a wonderful year filled with growth and all good things, spiritually, physically, Ruchnius Kashmius, good health, and a real year of tremendous growth in every single way. And a wonderful Shabbos.